Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a world where the written word is not just seen, but felt, and where accessibility knows no bounds of sight. This is the world that Louis Braille envisioned when he invented the Braille system at the tender age of 15, and today, 4th January, marks his 217th birth anniversary, celebrated globally as World Braille Day. First, let's delve into the significance of World Braille Day. The Braille system, which was invented in 1824 and published in 1829, consists of a series of 6 raised dots arranged in a 3x2 grid, allowing for 64 possible combinations. This ingenious system has been a cornerstone of accessibility for the visually impaired, enabling them to read and write with ease. The United Nations General Assembly recognized the importance of Braille by designating 4th January as World Braille Day through Resolution 73/161 in 2018, with the first World Braille Day being observed on 4th January 2019. What makes this significant is that India, with an estimated 50 million visually impaired individuals, has one of the largest populations of visual impairment in the world. The Rights of Persons with Disabilities Act, 2016, mandates accessible communication, including Braille, and aligns with the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, which India ratified in 2007. The theme for 2026, More Braille, More Empowerment, underscores the importance of Braille in empowering the visually impaired. This is a crucial aspect of social issues, falling under GS2 of the UPSC syllabus, particularly in relation to the RPWD Act 2016 and the UNCUPT. Building on this, let's look at the Indian Army's Declaration of 2026 as the Year of Networking and Data Centricity. Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi announced this focus, which emphasizes digital integration, real-time decision-making, and data-driven battlefield operations. This is part of the Indian Army's decade-long modernization plan under the Theatre Command's Restructuring and Mission Ranvijay Doctrine. Remember this number, the 78th Army Day will be celebrated on 15th January 2026, for the first time in Jaipur, not Delhi. This falls under GS3 security of the UPSC syllabus, particularly in relation to army modernization, theatrization, and indigenization under Atmanirbhar Bharat for defense. Now, let us turn to the launch of Radio Sangam, India's first community radio station along the line of control, in Keri village, Rajouri district, Jammu and Kashmir. The station, which operates on 88.8 FM, aims to strengthen trust between the army, civil administration, and border communities by broadcasting agricultural tips, local news, cultural programs, and awareness campaigns. This initiative is significant, as community radio stations in India are licensed by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting and require educational or civil society entity status with a not-for-profit mandate. This falls under GS3 security and GS2 polity of the UPSC syllabus, particularly in relation to counterinsurgency civil-military relations and community radio policy. Crucially, the Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has amended merchant banker regulations, introducing phased net worth requirements. Category I merchant bankers will need to have a net worth of 25 crore rupees by 2nd January 2027 and 50 crore rupees by 2nd January 2028. Category II merchant bankers will require a net worth of 10 crore rupees, phased to 15 crore rupees. The underwriting cap has been set at 20 times the liquid net worth. This move aims to strengthen the capital adequacy of investment banks handling initial public offerings and mergers and acquisitions transactions. Note this carefully, SEBI's regulatory powers and capital market development are key aspects of GS3 economy in the UPSC syllabus. And here is something that surprises many students, the production-linked incentive, PLI scheme for textiles has had its application deadline extended to 31st March 2026. The scheme, which has a total outlay of 10,683 crore rupees, focuses on man-made fiber apparel and fabrics, as well as technical textiles. As of now, 74 applications have been approved, with proposed investments totaling 28,711 crore rupees. This extension aims to allow laggard units to qualify and attract more investment in the man-made fiber sector, which India has underpenetrated. This falls under GS3 economy of the UPSC syllabus, particularly in relation to the PLI scheme and sector-wise targets. Now, let us look at the Electronics Components Manufacturing Scheme, ECMS, under which the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, MeitY, has approved 22 new proposals worth 41,863 crore rupees. This is the third tranche of the scheme, which has a cumulative total of 46 projects with a total investment of 56,567 crore rupees. The scheme focuses on 11 product segments, including printed circuit boards, capacitors, and lithium-ion cells, across 8 states. This is a significant aspect of India's electronics manufacturing ecosystem, falling under GS3 Economy and Science and Technology of the UPSC syllabus. It is worth pausing here to note that the galaxy frog, a rare and endemic species found in the Western Ghats, has been spotted in Kerala. The frog, which is listed as vulnerable on the IUCN Red List, is extremely rare, with only a few specimens known. This discovery highlights the importance of conservation efforts in the Western Ghats, a biodiversity hotspot. This falls under GS3 Biodiversity of the UPSC syllabus. Moving on, ICICI Bank has launched the Capital Gains Account Scheme, CGAS, which allows resident individuals and Hindu undivided families, HUFs, to park uninvested long-term capital gains with tax exemption for up to 3 years. The scheme has two types of accounts: Type A, a savings account with flexible withdrawals for reinvestment, and Type B, a term deposit with a minimum amount of 10,000 rupees. This is a useful banking product for tax planning, falling under GS3 economy of the UPSC syllabus. Now, let us turn to the Vishnugarh Pipalakoti hydroelectric project, which has been in the news due to a tunnel accident during construction. The project, which is located on the Alaknanda River in Chamoli district, Uttarakhand, has a capacity of 444 megawatts and is expected to generate 1,665 gigawatt-hours of electricity annually. The project is being implemented by THDC India Limited, a joint venture of the Government of India and the Government of Uttar Pradesh. This falls under GS3 Energy of the UPSC syllabus, particularly in relation to hydropower in India and tunneling safety in mountain infrastructure. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE20 engine generates a thrust of 200 kilonewtons. The PLI scheme for textiles has an outlay of 10,683 crore rupees. The Electronics Components Manufacturing Scheme has a cumulative total of 46 projects with a total investment of 56,567 crore rupees. The galaxy frog is listed as vulnerable on the IUCN Red List. The Vishnugarh Pipalakoti hydroelectric project has a capacity of 444 megawatts. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? These topics are relevant to various aspects of the UPSC syllabus, including social issues, security, economy, science and technology, and energy. Remember to focus on the key aspects of each topic, such as the significance of World Braille Day, the Indian Army's modernization plans, and the importance of community radio stations in conflict zones. In conclusion, today's current affairs highlight the importance of accessibility, modernization, and conservation in various aspects of Indian society and economy. As you prepare for the UPSC examination, remember to focus on the key aspects of each topic and connect them to the broader significance of geopolitical, environmental, constitutional, or developmental angles.